833-781-0343. 866-781-0343.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
You're invited to join the Beth Messiah Congregation Sunday, June the 15th for Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost. The location is the North Shore Park of Lake Loveland in Loveland, Colorado. That's the amphitheater. Bring your own lunch and drink, no glass containers, please, and bring a blanket to sit on and some protection from the sun. Praise and worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Special guest speakers, Dr. Frank Morgan, Obadiah Frank, author of The Watchman's Cry, and Dr. Bree Keaton. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245 or 303-654-9924.
Well, hopefully, this is Dr. Stan here on the air. Kay Grigg, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, well, it's good to have you with us this morning. We had a little electronic difficulty here, but Kay has a fascinating story, and I wanted her to be able to tell it to our listeners here in Colorado and Wyoming. Kay was married at one time to a colonel, and was he in the Special Forces? What did he do?
He was part of the, I don't know what you would call it, the elite special operations. They worked with the CIA, and I don't know what you would say, in starting little wars. And
of course, the thing is that we do have these special units that go out and start wars. They will precipitate a war in some country you probably never heard of. Their job is to kill or overthrow people in key positions. If you doubt this really goes on, we have a wonderful book. We carry it. We're out, no longer in print, called Confessions of Economic Hitman. But I have a 4-tape set with the author of that book, and another one, The Secret History of the American Empire, which he wrote, and we have our interviews with John Perkins on that. So these things really do go on, and if there's a leader out there across the world who doesn't want to go along with our agenda, what do they do with him, Kay?
They quote-unquote neutralize him. They just plain kill him.
Right.
I mean, or in other words, it's been going on a long time. I live in and was born in Norfolk, Virginia, or Hampton Roads, and come from a long line of naval intelligence individuals. My grandfather was a doctor and spoke German and worked with the Office of Naval Intelligence, was actually head of it during World War II, and met with Mountbatten and Churchill. Norfolk is really a key place, and I was just a girl living in the family, and I really didn't connect any of the dots. I connected some of them, but I thought they were, you know, past, until I married George. And I realized that this was policy for the covert side of our military, certain individuals within the military.
And Chris, this isn't most of the military. This is just the small select few who are called eliminate foreign leaders. And it's been going on for a long time.
Exactly. And what I have found is that they're really not what I would call American. They are very elite and secretive because the things that they do are so un-American, basically.
And I think it's so hard for the average American to believe that there is this element of our society. Of course, it's really all about establishing the American empire, the rule of the world, but we can't tell the common people that because they are not prepared to hear that. Now, if that statement sounds a little absurd, you'll want to read my June newsletter where we simply quote Congressman Ron Paul talking about the elite who rule our country and what they say in their publications, specifically Michael Ledeen's book on Machiavelli, where he says that the common people aren't in a position to really accept the truth. We're going to be back in just a moment with Kay Grigg right here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
And we're going to be talking about what she learned from her husband. Now, she was married to this colonel that was involved with the special forces and these covert operations. And, you know, I'm sure most of these people involved really feel they're doing something for our country. After all, they're loyal, they're patriotic, they're willing to kill and murder and do all sorts of things. But it's all in the name of preserving America. And the truth of the matter is, it is not in the name of preserving America. There is an elite group that controls our government, that sends these men out to do their job. And this all has nothing to do with preserving America. It has to do with this idea of establishing a world government. And, of course, destroying Christianity and ultimately installing a world leader. That is their objective. That is their goal. But they cannot tell the American people that. I mean, that's why we're fighting in Afghanistan. Incidentally, things are going from bad to worse in Afghanistan. They're not telling us that. They're telling how good things are in Iraq. Ladies and gentlemen, they don't pick up the garbage maybe every 3 or 4 weeks there. They still don't have a regular electricity or water. Things are still chaotic and all because, of course, we wanted to use that as a vehicle for stationing troops permanently in the Middle East in preparation for our war with the Muslim world. That's what it's all about. But they can't tell the American people that, oh, no, it's wicked Saddam Hussein. Or they always use these excuses. Well, apparently George, Kay Griggs' husband, would talk to her at times, especially when he got drunk, and tell her about these operations. So you pick up the story, Kay.
Well, George was the liaison in between the White House and Beirut during the Beirut problem in 1983. They were over there even before the bombing of the Marine barracks.
And did he ever tell you that they knew the bombing was coming ahead
of
time?
Yes, they knew. They knew. The Israelis, we work with, this elite group works with a covert group of assassins called Seret Metkal, who work under the IDF. With ISI, these are Israeli covert dirty tricksters, and this elite group is in sync because our guys are afraid. They lack courage. They are afraid of the Israelis, and this is what I believe is the problem. With most of the things today, because when people are afraid, when men who have weapons and drones and things that drop bombs and all kinds of things that kill people, when these men, little men, I call them little men from Oz, who are playing games with, in the United States, they have drones that drop bomblets and weapons on particular places. When these people are afraid of the Israelis, certain Israelis, because the culture is very different, they don't like America. They are using America to accomplish, this is what I believe, their goals in the Middle East. And they've been working on this ever since before World War One, and they're very, very not only secretive, they're very cagey.
Well, and certainly there certainly is an element within Israel that has a different agenda. But right at the present time, of course, we're putting tremendous pressure on Israel to give up Gaza, to give up Samaria, to give up Judea. There are all these various forces that are working in the background. Of course, we're going to try to force the Israelis to, with a peace agreement with the Palestinians, we're financing the Palestinians that are killing the Israelis. So nothing as it appears to be, but...
Well, that's true, and I don't know. I mean, I just have a perspective, you know, from Norfolk, Virginia, about things, and I'm a really strong Christian, and you know, I just find that killing for Jesus is not what I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm a mom and a grandmom.
Well, certainly, this whole idea of the Christians supporting the wars over there is just entirely wrong. And of course,
that's the way I feel. And I don't know. You know, of course, I don't know everything, but I do know that lying and secrecy and covering up things that are really bad, like the fact that we armed Iraq by the billions. I think anybody who doesn't believe me just needs to go back and read some of the congressmen's, I think it was back in 1991, where it was just totally, you know, in Henry Gonzalez in July of 1992, laid it all out, and you know, we gave Iraq through the CCC, diverting money through an Italian bank, something like $200 billion for weapons, and that, you know, that was wrong, because I don't think that we should have been arming Iran and Iraq, you know?
Arming both sides during the Iraq war.
That seemed very logical to me.
Although we gave a lot more money to Saddam Hussein, but they can't tell the American people that. I mean, they might begin wondering why we would be arming Iraq preparatory, of course, to the first Persian Gulf War. And, of course, the average American can't understand. We're arming the Palestinian terrorists today. We're giving money to Fatah, which is a terrorist organization, you know, and then they're giving it to Hamas, which is even a more virulent terrorist organization that was originally created by the American CIA and
the
Israelis. And this is covered in a book we carry called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. People should read that and understand what is really going on today, because this is a game they play.
They call it a game. They call it games. They have war games all the time.
Right.
They remind me of little boys, you know, who play games, and they call them games, and they call it where people are being murdered. They call it a theater. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the standard jargon of both sides, or all sides, the NATO, SACLANT, SINCLANT, all these little names that they give themselves, and each operation is given a cute little name, and to me it's almost like doing something by remote control, so that you don't really feel, you're not really killing people. It's just a game.
Well, unfortunately, it isn't just a game, and God's going to hold these people responsible. Well, tell us a little bit about your husband being over there in Beirut, because certainly people have to remember that 1983. First of all, we're told it was Hezbollah that blew up, you know, the American embassy, and then they blew up the American Marine base barracks with, I think, 240 Marines, 241 Marines of personnel were killed. But they had advanced knowledge. My understanding is they had
advanced knowledge. The Israelis knew, and in fact, at that time, you see, you have to realize that even in Israel, there are two sides. There are factions. And there was a faction who literally wanted peace and so forth, but that faction was not popular with the American faction, with the Netanyahu faction, so to speak. And so they want basically control of Beirut, because Beirut and the American University of Beirut there was a great place for the recruitment of spies and so forth. And so Beirut, being a French-speaking, used to be a very lovely place. But in other words, a lot of these countries, including the United States and Israel, they work through pawns, through countries which are actually literally, unbeknownst to them, very often, they're pawned so that they can be used rather than having our country know that we are doing these things.
Sure.
And what disturbed me and disturbed me was the discovery that we, this certain group, in Panama, for example, we will put our quote unquote person in, but he's someone like Noriega, who's really morally, in every way, a very unstable and unreliable kind of person. And yet, when someone like Noriega says, well, I'm not going to be the pawn of this group anymore, because his people in Panama discovered that, you know, he was a pawn. Drugs were being brought into the United States with the knowledge of the CIA and so forth. And Noriega, you know, his people found out. So he decides that he's going to stand up against this group within the United States. So he becomes, he's got to be done in psychologically one way or the other. And they decided not to kill him, but they killed his friend Torrijos. They murdered him, the CIA, and put little bombs in planes, or, you know, plane crashes are one of the easiest ways to get rid of our enemies, including people in the United States who don't go along with the program. And
you mean like some of the senators who've died in
accidents. Senators and guys like Sonny Bono and the John Denver and
Hale Boggs, Congressman
Hale Boggs. Oh, that! And my husband told me that this is the way that they're most effective in getting rid of people they don't agree with. So, and I was shocked, but I tried not to show it, because you know when you marry someone, and we had both, he had been married before a long time, and so had I, and you know, he was Princeton and handsome and chief of staff for the commandant of the Marine Corps, and he spoke French, I speak French, and he was, you know, an attractive person. So I was trying to, quote-unquote, learn what his perspective was, because he was so high level. So naturally, I was hoping that there would be some raison d'etre for this kind of talk about, well, we have to take planes down, whether it's for individuals or groups of people, in order to affect the thinking of the American people. So he used another term very often, and he was afraid, they, or I guess fear is not the word that he would have used. It was to control the critical mass, the psychological psyop division, which he worked with still. I'm sure his group, this is a very important part of this military, quote-unquote, elite. And they're all friends. They have friends globally because it's really run out a lot of it out of SHAPE, Supreme Headquarters Allied Powers Europe, where they're all friends with one another, so they try to think alike and they try to get guys who think like they do. But PSYOPs, or psychological operations, is a very popular division or whatever you want to call it to get into if you're, in the quote-unquote intelligence community, because PSYOPs means that you can manipulate people.
And they manipulate us all the time. They use them with propaganda and with lies. And first, if you don't want to go along with them, you're another country, they'll maybe have to terminate you. This is the way the world really works. I'm your Wake Up.
Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Kay Grigg. And Kay was married to a high-ranking government official. Now, usually you're not going to get anything out of government. People are afraid to talk. I mean, you work for the government, and you come out and tell the truth. You don't have any whistleblower protection. They're going to come after you. You're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your pension. You're going to lose your, and you may very well have an accident of one sort or another. Do not think that this does not go on and that people who work for government are not silenced to fight them. And if they threaten to come forward, then, of course, they use the State Secret Act. Oh, we can't have that information brought out. We're going to have to put you in prison because you've violated the law. You've let the public know, and we can't let the public know what's going on. Well, anyway, Kay was in an unusual position because her husband would get a few drinks in him and would begin talking about these things. Is that really more or less how you begin to learn what was going on, Kay?
Yes, absolutely. It was kind of a rushed marriage in that, not exactly rushed, but he wanted to get married sort of right away. He gave me a ring and so forth, and it was so funny because I didn't connect the dots of Iran-Contra, which he had testified and gone up to Washington. This was the revelations of Iran-Contra, which he was deeply involved in, were going on the summer when I met him. And
what was that about? I was in 88 or what?
This was, yes, 87.
Okay.
Yeah, because the revelations of North, the murder of, the death of Casey, there were so many secrets that they didn't want out.
Did they kill Casey or did he actually?
I believe he was. They have a term, and I forget what term he used. It was something like the measles or whatever, when he would talk about that kind of thing, because he was trying to explain to me the importance of acronyms and terminology to kind of deflect. In other words, when you're communicating with your buds, you don't come right out and say we're gonna murder this political leader. You use terms like neutralize, and they're little subtle words. And he was very good at these little subtle words, and sometimes I would ask him, you know, well, what does that mean? And he just assumed that maybe I knew what this word meant. And I was totally naive. You know, I'd been to Episcopal girls' schools, and I was a Sunday school teacher, and, you know, a volunteer in the community and doing work, so forth. And I tried, when he told me he wasn't a Christian, that he was an existentialist, I really, and I'm an educated woman, I have had a master's degree in history and so forth, but you know, when you're a Christian, you don't tend to think, and you're an American and I'm a Virginian, and I know how our founding fathers thought about all of this. They would have been they're rolling in their graves, the fathers of the Constitution, at all of this, because they wanted us to protect our home turf. They didn't want us to go out and start wars. And I mean, Jefferson was just really adamant about this, and Madison and Monroe. These were all Virginians, and my undergraduate degree was on the War for Independence and Lord Dunmore. So, you know, I know what our founding forefathers wanted and what they thought, and they weren't perfect, but we created a document that made it possible today to have an African-American, or a, you know, his mother was white, run for president, to have a Secretary of State who's intelligent and, you know, African-American. We have a wonderful thing here in the United States, and I tend to be an optimist. So when I was sitting down with George, at first I was trying to learn, but then I was disquieted, because I felt as if I was married to someone who was really, really different from myself. And that's when I started waking up, I guess you would say.
And, of course, the thing is that he saw nothing wrong with killing people as long as it was done under the direction of the superiors. And
absolutely. Yeah, and he would say so often, you know, it's not murder. And I would say, well, George, what do you mean it's not murder? If you're killing someone, you know, one of your own men, like Sabo, like Colonel Sabo, or you know, whatever, how can that not be murder if you're extinguishing a life? He said, because, number one, I'm following orders, and because it has nothing to do with me directly.
Who was Colonel Sabo?
Colonel Sabo was a Marine colonel who, like so many Marines, like my cousin Chesty Puller, who when they wake up to the reality that the Marine Corps is actually bringing drugs in, that Al Gray was doing some things to corrupt politicians and world leaders using prostitutes and so forth. That's part of the sort of the PSYOP group. And you're a Marine officer like Colonel Sabo, and he was a Roman Catholic, and he was trying to work through the chain of command to stop Gray from allowing these drug operations, which were enriching individuals and, you know, the black market. He was trying to stop it, and he was essentially his life was terminated because on orders, I've understood from three very inside sources, by General Gray. And his brother is a doctor, Dr. Sabo, I think it's S-A-B-O-W, who sued Gray and this element in the Marine Corps who had him done in. But there are lots of Marines and military guys who are silenced this way. What was that football player's name? You know, Jessica Lynch, the whole twist.
You mean Jeff Tillman?
Yes. I mean, when you have a critical mass or you have a very popular person who goes in innocently thinking that, well, you know, they're fighting for the good cause, and then they realize that the group in charge are corrupt and they're not doing things normally. They're killing civilians and murdering them and enjoying it and covering it up. And they get ready to speak out, this highly popular person has got to be done in. Like Diana got together with Sonny Bono and John Denver and Bill Cosby regarding landmines, which is a growth industry in Texas, and the Navy and the military. So they were building up too much popular support against the use of these landmines and cluster bombs. And so they had, I know, they were done in.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier
I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Kay Grigg. And Kay, of course, is one of the people who knows what really goes on the inside. She was married to a colonel in the Marines? What was he?
Well, actually, he said he wasn't in any of them. He wore different hats, and none of them really meant much because of his... You see, when you have very high-level guys who are friends in high school, and they are bonded, and then they go to elite Princeton, Harvard, Yale eating clubs, and they're picked out because they're able to be controlled. And my husband was very good looking, but poor and easily psychologically manipulated by Dr. Judith Reisman. Would be an excellent source on understanding how they got to my husband and so many boys like him, like Jim Forrestal was another one. They use certain things about their lifestyles that, if it got out among their quote unquote society friends, they would lose face. So they manipulate, they track these young boys, rising stars, they're called. They keep files, and then they give them scholarships to go to Princeton, or they get in the elite Skull and Bones, which is sort of a Phi Beta. It's a very interesting history of that. They're sort of German secret societies, started off that way, and you have individuals who are, manipulated. And so my husband was just one of them. But they move them really quickly to the top, fast track, because they follow orders and they really operate out of fear.
Did you ever run into a Gunther Rusbach ever in your...
Yes, I did. I spoke to him, and when I had the death threat, from the guys, because they knew that I was telling the truth, and they knew I knew too much. So General Joy and General Gray and Carl Steiner were all in my husband's diary in Beirut, and they knew I had the diary and could prove that they not only knew each other but worked together intimately, and Carl Steiner was head of the whole Special Forces unit that Kennedy was trying to get rid of down there in Fort Bragg, basically assassination teams and so forth, training assassins, and making it posh, making it the elite thing that it now has become with SEALs, and, so that the twisted lifestyle has become norm, and somehow they're supposed to be elite and special, but really in effect they're not. But it's very interesting how they track these boys and then put them into, if they're morally weak, into these positions. And if you're honest and you're a patriotic American, you don't make it really into the highest levels of this organization.
Well, I'm sure that's true. You were mentioning that you'd actually talked to Gunther when you, at one time, Gunther Rosbacher.
Yes, and he was hiding out. They were after him. He had done, things for, this elite group. And, you know, you would think that if you'd worked for them and you had sort of helped what they thought was American policy, that you would have some sort of protection. But they don't, and he didn't.
What year was this you were talking to? Do you recall?
Well, I lived with the senior White House correspondent after I had death threats in 96, 97. And then I lived for a time with Martha Roundtree, who founded Meet the Press, and she lived in Nick Rostow's condo, and he's a bad guy. But Martha founded Meet the Press, and they were taking her down, so to speak. She had started a kind of a front organization called the America's Prayer Network, which was just a way for her to live, you know. But she was a prisoner of these people, and when you get older, you know too much, they essentially they neutralize you one way or the other. And I wasn't aware that, you know, they would do this to women, and high level women at that, wives like Mary Pinchot Meyer, whose husband was Cord Meyer, who was the number three CIA guy, but she was also having an affair with Kennedy, and she knew a lot about everything, and she was literally murdered because her sister, Tony, was married to Ben Bradley, and both Cord Meyer and Ben Bradley were part of this elite 4th Marine assassin group. And
well, I thought Ben Bradley was with the Washington Post.
No, but he was a Marine. He was over in Paris, and, you know, it's a certain lifestyle. If you're, you know, they like it if you're a nudist. They like it if you participate in orgies. You know, if you're a morally corrupt person, this is the kind of person they want.
Right.
So this is what shocked me, was that this kind of lifestyle, George had been participating in this kind of lifestyle. And I wouldn't have believed it, that anyone who was at that highest level would be that kind of way.
That's why they're in the highest level. Okay, we're out of time. God bless. We want to get you on our other programs and continue the discussion. Always fascinating. Thanks so much for being with us.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
You're invited to join the Beth Messiah Congregation Sunday, June the 15th for Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost. The location is the North Shore Park of Lake Loveland in Loveland, Colorado. That's the amphitheater. Bring your own lunch and drink, no glass containers, please, and bring a blanket to sit on and some protection from the sun. Praise and worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Special guest speakers, Dr. Frank Morgan, Obadiah Frank, author of The Watchman's Cry, and Dr. Bree Keaton. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245 or 303-654-9924.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. If you want to look up Kay Grigg, you can get her on the Internet. Google in K-A-Y Grigg, K-R-I-G-G, and you'll find out that the story she's telling is absolutely true. This is the sort of thing that really goes on in the world. We mentioned Hale Boggs. Hale Boggs was on the Warren Commission, and he was a congressman. He didn't believe the Warren Commission was right. He didn't believe the story of the lone assassin, and he was flying with Congressman Begich, B-E-G-I-C-H, Nick Begich's dad. He was running for re-election up in Alaska, and their plane went down. And, of course, they sent out an emergency message. The FBI picked it up and then suppressed the information, and no one was ever sent, and they both died. Everyone on the plane died. Only years later did Nick Begich find that story out. Nick Begich, we've had him on frequently talking about HAARP. And he's, of course, very active politically up in Alaska there. And they left his father and Hale Boggs to die. Remember Senator Wellstone? I've forgotten whether he was one of the few senators who voted against going into Iraq or he voted against the Patriot Act. But, you know, I remember his plane went down. Sonny Bono. Sonny Bono, of course, went skiing just before he was going to come back and open congressional investigations on the CIA and drugs. And, well, he ran into a tree. And, you know, very, very strange. A lot of information there. Our good friend Bob Fletcher has gone into that. We'll be coming out with a video on that very, very soon. You really want to get some of the things that Bob Fletcher has done. We have his video, a DVD, actually, on weather modification. We have his DVD on the CIA and drugs. We have his CIA on his DVD on government secrecy. And, of course, we helped Bob to get those DVDs out because he's done some excellent work. He has one on the UFOs. We think they're important. You can certainly call us at 1-800-544-8927 and get Bob's DVDs. Of course, to put things into perspective, you have to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch the DVD, which is available through Radio Liberty, or if you don't have the funds, you can watch it up on the Google simply by going to our website at radioliberty.com and just punch in the DVDs. You'll find it up there with many of our other interviews and things we produced. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know how they murdered Martin Luther King, you can hear about the trial. Oh, yes, there was a trial. There was a trial of a gentleman who was involved in the assassination. Martin Luther King's family bought the trial. William Pepper was their attorney. He's written a book which we carry, An Act of State. And we have a 4-tape set on the execution of Martin Luther King going to the background of the trial. And you never heard of the trial. Why? Because we have freedom of the press in America, ladies and gentlemen. We have freedom of the press. And if you control the press, why, you control access to information. And 5 mega corporations control most of the major media outlets. Just be thankful you have this station. And we have alternative radio. And we have the Internet. And we have shortwave. You can get the truth. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. The book, An Act of State, the tape set, is called The Execution of Martin Luther King, or Who Executed Martin Luther King. Anyway, it's available. It's 4-tape or 4-CD set. You need to get this information. You need to start getting people listening to our programs. If you'd like to get flyers, well, hand out flyers at your local grocery store. Get people listening. It's up to you. I can only reach so many people. Help us get the truth out while we still can. America is under siege, but not from without, from within. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. You're invited to join the Beth Messiah Congregation Sunday, June the 15th, for